Never mind the cozy family photos on the credenza behind the desk. If Ralph is expecting a modicum of human warmth and collegiality from the chief, he is disabused of that notion pronto. The chief's eyes fix in on Ralph's. "A baby," he says softly. "A kid." This is the curtain raiser, the overture to a tirade. The chief will start quietly, then steadily ramp up the intensity and volume of his voice until it reaches a volcanic crescendo. "A kid. In your situation, Ralph Collins, do you have any idea how much a kid costs? Any clue? The slightest fragment of a scintilla of an idea? Have you fallen off the precipice of sanity into the bottomless abyss of unconstrained dementia? Ralph Collins, you are the world's perfect embodiment of an idiot. You, Ralph Collins, are the definitive example of a world-class brainless turd." All this is just theatrics, an improv performance intended to put Ralph on the defensive. It does. Ralph shifts awkwardly in his spindly chair, then concentrates on regaining his composure. With all the calm he can muster, he offers his explanation. "I know a kid is expensive. I've looked into it. But I had no choice. Bonnie was driving me crazy over it. She was obsessed with wanting a kid. She never let up. I couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't say no anymore. My sanity was at stake. Not to mention I had exhausted all my excuses." The chief strokes his chin. "Interesting you should put it that way. You've exhausted all of your excuses here, too. And we also have the ability to put you, Ralph Collins, in a position where you can't say no. Interesting parallel." "Ralph, I'm doing the best I can." More chin-stroking by the chief. "I don't see it that way. For example, you're making payments on a Lexus. Not just any Lexus, mind you, but the expensive one. You could instead be making payments on a Camry or a Saturn or something, and paying me back the difference. It wouldn't be much, but it would be something. A token of your commitment to settling your account. How committed are you, Ralph Collins, to settling your account?" "I'm committed. I'm very committed. But I need a nice car for business. In sales, you need to look successful." "You telling me you think that someone who merely drives a late model Camry looks like a failure?" "Yeah, but I got a fantastic deal. My brother-in-law sells them, and he gave me a terrific price." "True, but they're killing you on the financing."